You're listening to a podcast from the Annie and Ando Show.
Claire Sullivan, who is award-winning yes. and just fresh from the Fringe
Yay.
In Perth.
Hello.
It's a new show.
Yeah, of course. From one Claire to another.
From one, the baton has been handed over. Well, I'm delighted to be in your presence because you have achieved a lot in the last few months. The last time I saw you in the flesh, you were in Tassie claiming a bunch of awards.
Yes, yeah. I won the best comedy at the Hobart Fringe of the Edge World and was also nominated for a whole bunch of the awards.
Oh, very modest.
A whole bunch.
I got nominated for none.
Oh, no!
Just in case anyone was asked. It's fine. I got this radio thing. I come here every week. It's fine.
Get to work with me.
Yeah. I get to wear paper undies. It's fine.
Paper undies. You live in the dream, man.
Speaking of, you also write for Vice.
Yes, I do.
And they're known for being a little bit, you know, young, hip, also a little
edgy.
Edgy, yes, is one word to describe.
Not bougie.
I've taught Ando this word, bougie. He hates it.
I mean, actually, you kind of like if you go into a restaurant on purpose that is bougie, like if they've got orange wine.
Orange wine. Fancy for anyone who isn't. Have you heard of orange wine? Orange wine.
Oh, it's a whole part of the whole natural wine, you know, movement.
Orange wine.
It was like one of the first
ones.
Don't
encourage him. He'll have a slab of it.
My mum used to have orange juice in her wine and she'd just drink twice as fast as she thought it was consuming. Actually, she was adding more sugar to it. Yeah, so it's not that. Okay.
It's not that.
Which now gets called a monsoon or something fancy.
No, mimosa.
Mimosa.
Did
mimosa.
You hear that tone? Did you hear her tone? No. Anyway, it's not about us. We're just.
It's like having a third parent with Ando. I have to educate him on all these things. You wish. But do tell me more about writing for Vice and how you got involved.
Oh, well, I started writing for Vice a couple of years ago because I always loved it. As a teenager, I would always read, pick up that free magazine. I always read it. And then I went to a Nash Young Writers Festival in 2016, and I met someone who writes for Vice, and I was like, oh my gosh, I love Vice, I really want to write for them. And she was like, yeah, you should just do it, and like,
wow,
got me into it, and I've been writing for them ever since.
Awesome. Yeah, be like, do you ever laugh at the kind of articles they put up, like when they're just so Vice?
Yeah, well, some of them might have been pretty Vice. Like one of them was like, I only ate Uncle Toby's like recess food for a week.
Oh man.
All your meals.
Yeah. like every day was different one. Like Monday was like yoga. Tuesday was like the snack.
Wait, you
Wednesday.
Just eat the same thing for every meal?
Yeah, for all day.
That is so terrible.
Yeah, it was great content.
Not just one though. Like if you were hungry, you'd have seven yogos or?
Yeah.
So as much volume as you want, just the one thing.
Yeah, but it's like after having that many yogos, you're like, I don't think I can have another yoga. The worst day was the roll up day.
Oh, because they're so sickly.
Yeah, and there's nothing in them either.
Is it not? What do you mean there's nothing in them?
I mean, there's lots of sugar, that's
it. Oh, okay, coloured sugar.
How did you live that week? Did you have to block it out because you didn't have the energy to do anything?
Well, I had a rehearsal. I did some things. I just took photos and wrote about all the things I did. It was pretty silly. I kind of did block it out a little bit. Yeah.
The most intriguing article I found was that you had some special me time to the 2018 budget.
Yeah.
And it was not great. Yeah. It involved lube and veggies.
Yeah, I watched the entire budget breakdown happen, and I went to town and had a
goodness me a start yeah okay
great
was
time
it, was it a good article
yeah I mean it's actually one of the at the time article. Was one of the most read financial articles on Vice Australia.
That's mad.
Yeah,
wow.
That's one way to get people interested in the budget.
Yeah.
Young people,
yeah, definitely.
But that's not what you're doing at the comedy festival, is it?
No.
Oh,
no.
Good.
No, I think that'd be a bit too graphic for everyone to see. Just rewatching the budget again.
Yeah, come on, everyone. Oh, you sit there with your back to the audience and the budget on the big screen, and you just, yeah.
It's performance art.
Yes, exactly.
Getting wackier. That sounds like a fringy thing I'll see next year.
Yes, exactly.
And so the show was born. Starring Claire Sullivan, produced by Annie Louie.
Yes, inspired from.
Stage managed by Ando McDonald.
Oh, there you go. Hey, can you stick around?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, thank you.
Annie and Ando, every Monday from 4.
This is the Annie and Ando show, that gunshot Wild
pew,
West.
Pew.
Got you. Hey, we're with the comedian.
So lame. Sorry.
I like the gunshot.
Thank you. And that voice you hear is Claire Sullivan, who's spending some time with us. Now, you've your show coming up in the Comedy Festival.
Yes.
What's it all about? It's called like Crazy Toast or something.
Roasty Rat Toasty.
It's called Toast Rat. I was about to call it Toast Roast for a second. Oh, no.
Anyway, tell us the story. Why are we making fun of your time?
Because I just wrote an article for The Music saying like how to be a good punter at the Comedy Festival. And when they published it and they titled my show Toast Roast. But it's called Toast Rat. And I checked back through the thing that I sent to my editor and I'd written Toast Rat.
So oh, just, boy.
Someone just in the middle, like, just copied and pasted the end of toast to roast instead of, you know.
Yeah, but what's the show about then if it's not about roasting toast?
Well, it's actually about sex, death, love and toast. All the good big things in life, I guess, including toast.
Yeah. Well, if we want to get real for a second, does this show have themes about your dad? Because he passed
away.
Yeah,
it does touch on things about my dad. Yeah, because he passed away in August.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, thanks. Pretty weird. It's weird having a dead dad. I'm in the dead dad club now.
Do you still talk to him? Like shout outs? Hey, Papa.
Hey, Dad. Kind of. Like when I'm walking around, I'm like, thinking, I think like at my house, I'm like, if Dad came over, he'd be like, Claire, you need to fix that roof. Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, well, I rent. He's like, oh, you should buy it. I'm like, oh yeah, for what, $1 million?
Good.
So you're still having arguments still with your dad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very nice.
How heartwarming.
Hey, where's your show? What venue have you chosen?
I'm at Trades Hall, which is great. It's really cool. I wanted to be there, and I got the spot that I wanted, so that's cool. I'm on at 6:30 p.m. every day.
Yeah, you say chosen. What venue have you chosen? As if we get a choice.
Well, I asked for Trades Hall. I asked for that particular room, I think, and they gave me what I wanted.
Yes.
So that's cool.
Yeah, that's awesome. We are at the whim of Comedy Festival.
Oh, yes,
And you're doing every Wednesday night.
No Wednesday.
Oh, I'm looking at my screen.
Toast every Wednesday. I'll never be able to find it.
No. Toast roast every Wednesday. How to not promote your show. Oh, Claire, I'm so sorry. I'm looking at my screen and Wednesday
everyone
night's
has the
black.
Internet yeah, now. Because
look at your screen.
Yeah, it's because
black.
There's no show on there. So I'm
on. That means no show every night.
Yeah, I'm doing the entire festival except no Wednesdays.
But if I needed you on a Wednesday night, could you do a Wednesday
show? No!
Okay, cool. Just checking. You've got one night.
For the right price, you might.
One night off a week.
Yeah. So one night off a week doing the entire. What is that? 4 weeks? Three and a half?
Yeah,
three and a half.
Three and two, three and four
sevenths.
But you've survived Edinburgh Fringe.
Yes.
This will be okay for you.
Yeah.
How many seasons have you done there?
Of Toast
Edinburgh.
I've only done Edinburgh once, but I'm going back.
Fab.
Yeah, I just found out. I got a venue that I asked for. I really wanted to be on a Bob venue, and now I got a Bob venue.
So what's a Bob venue?
He runs like the bus. He runs like a cool, like free kind of pay what you want, like punk thing. And I really wanted to be there, so all the weirdo comedians were. So
yeah. And you weren't wrecked enough the first year. You want to go back?
You know that thing about they say that once you give birth, the pain is so overwhelming that you forget and makes you want to give birth again.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like your hormones do a special thing on day two.
I think it's the same thing.
I just had a flashback to us.
So,
are you selling merch again this year?
Maybe.
Yeah, well, there's this vision of us in Edinburgh and I'm holding this massive box and it's so heavy, full of tote bags that her tattoo was printed on a tote bag that people could buy. So it's a dog riding a skateboard. And we're trying to get to like the next gig or something like that, wandering the streets going, why did you do this to yourself, Claire? So that's the kind of pain we're talking about. And you're going back for more.
I'm going back for more.
When is it?
It's all of August.
Wow. So you'll sleep between like March and...
Yeah, but
April,
then I'm actually doing a writing course in Japan. So that'll be fun.
Wow.
In June.
That's the artiest thing I've ever heard. You're so cool.
Is it in Japanese or English?
No, it's in English. It's like travel writing, but you also get to learn like this cool dip dyeing thing and you get Japanese classes.
Dip dyeing? Your hair?
Indigo dyeing. It's like a traditional
fabrics.
Indigo dyeing, in that area.
Hey, where's home for you now? Because you're originally from Tassie.
Yeah. I'm an expat from...
Abashan?
Yeah, I'm a defected from the south. I lived in Hobart. I grew up in Hobart, but I live in West Brunswick. But my house is actually getting sold
on
Saturday.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is your stuff still in it?
Yeah.
to all these open for inspections people have been coming through.
Yes, but I haven't been in there. But if they would, it would give me a panic attack. There's so many people. I'm like, just ignore. I think they're ignoring all my stuff because they're like, I guess a teenager lives in this room.
Oh, that's too funny. So auction this that day and then you got to find a new place to live.
Well, the lease ends up in like, you know, the middle of July and so we're protected by the, you know, tenants union protecting us. Yeah.
Hey, if people want to find out more about your show or buy tickets, where do they need to head?
Head to the Comedy Festival website, search Toast Rat or Claire Sullivan. Toast Rat.
Toast Rat.
Leave the show going, Toast Rat, Toast Rat, Toast Rat. You will because when I was when I was in Perth, people would come up to me like, Toast Rat. It was really fun.
Oh, nice. That's fun. And a nice healthy time of 6:30. So get in, go to the show, and then go out, grab a bite to eat in beautiful Melbourne town. Thank you so much for coming in to visit us.
Thanks, Claire. Always good to see
you. Annie and Ando. Thank you.
That was Annie and Ando. Remember, you can catch them live every Monday afternoon, 4 till 6, on Joy 94.9.